Hello there. It has been a while. I'm Phil, a product marketer here at Buffer, and I'm happy to announce that we are experimenting with restarting the Science of Social Media podcast. This is episode 201, and after almost 2 years off the airways, we're excited to start producing the Science of Social Media again. We're testing the waters to see if we can get this show back up and running. So make sure to give us a shout out on social media if you want to hear more episodes or if you have any suggestions for things we should cover. In case you missed it, Buffer has been producing some other podcasts over the past couple of years. We launched Breaking Brand. That's a podcast that takes you behind the scenes with the Pattern Brand's founding team. They share in detail their remarkable journey to build a direct-to-consumer business and launch their first brand to market. It really is a cracking show. We also have been sharing the Small Business Big Lessons podcast. This 8-episode series tells stories from extraordinary small businesses and the people behind them. We're into our second series of that show, so if you're keen for something to listen to after this, do go and check out Breaking Brand and the Small Business Big Lessons podcast. For this show, The Science of Social Media, we plan to share a few new episodes starting with this one. But really, we want to know what you all think of the show and what you want to hear. So please do reach out to Buffer on any of our social platforms to let us know your feedback. Anyway, that is enough preamble. Let's crack on with the show and share 5 social media content ideas that you can use in 2023. Now, if you have ever been like me, stuck staring at a blinking cursor on a screen, trying to come up with an idea, well, then you're not alone. Generating ideas, especially for content, can be at times extremely easy, but at other times it can be the most difficult thing in the world. So to help, I asked Tammy, our wonderful content writer here at Buffer, to share how she continuously comes up with new ideas for our newsletter. She shared 4 fantastic tips that are worth remembering when you're struggling to come up with ideas. First up, Tammy suggested that idea generation doesn't happen in a bubble. It's a continuous process that involves lots of consuming content, feeding your mind with multiple sources, and then documenting the ideas that come to you. She suggests documenting every single idea that comes to you in one place so you can revisit these ideas whenever you need inspiration. So that's the first tip. Be constantly taking in these ideas and make sure you document them. Second up, she said, for a while, just set aside your notes and documentation to work on something else and to clear your mind. Go out with your friends, clean your home, and come back with a clear goal towards execution. Taking a break at times can be the best thing you can do to help your ideas formulate. Thirdly, she said, share your ideas with other people. Get them to contribute, get them to collaborate, and confirm any hypotheses you have. And finally, she said that not everything will be doable in the moment, but some ideas might be worth keeping and working on in the future. Keep them in your mind, ruminate on them, revisit these ideas, do a bit more research, and you might find that that topic is worth exploring later on. Tammy also said that the greatest misconception about idea generation is that it all happens at once. Truthfully, the best creations are a combination of time and effort. And this really is something that most people aren't willing to put in. If you've ever had a thought at 3 a.m. about a, for example, great podcast idea, but you don't execute it, well, then someone else might, and the credit will go to them. So whenever you have an idea, put pen to paper or cursor to page and document it, because you never know where it might lead. I think this is cracking advice and stuff that I try to live by. In the past, I've used Todoist to note down all the ideas I have on the go. But right now, I am using a new Buffer feature called Ideas to capture all my best ideas on the go. I'll share a little bit more about that later on. But for now, I wanted to spark some ideas for all of you. To help, I have taken a look back at all of the social posts published to Buffer's 1.5 million followers across the last year, looking specifically at our Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram accounts. I have honed in on our best performing posts of the year, the ones that got the biggest reach, the best engagement, and the most shares, and I've analysed them to see what made them work and to hopefully inspire you to steal some of these great ideas. So let's start with our best performing Facebook post. This post got double the average engagements and impressions of our normal posts, with 7,834 views. And it's an easy, fun idea that I think all of us can try. The post is a meme. The meme features Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz, and our social media manager, Mitra, edited the meme with her own captions. The post read, "Cruising into the week with my social media survival kit. What else is in your survival kit?" The meme, which you can see in the show notes, put the caption, "me," on Zoe, who was being carried, and then all the things social media managers rely on, including Buffer, Canva's graphic templates, Grammarly spell check, Control Command Space, and of course oat milk, as all the things that are carrying her, basically carrying her through the week as a social media manager. It's a funny meme that really captured the attention of our audience, and we weren't surprised. Memes can be a big part of social media language, and they offer a great way to engage and connect with your followers. However, you should consider if using memes are in line with your brand image. It worked for us because we knew our audience would engage with them, but it won't work for all of you. So maybe test them out, maybe have a think if they align with your brand. We've also found that memes work specifically well on certain channels. So for us, they seem to work really well on Facebook, on Twitter, on TikTok too. So why not add a couple of memes to your social media queue to test out if they work for you? Okay, time for the next idea. Let's look at the best performing tweet that we sent in 2022. This one is a real cracker. Sent on October 9th at 2 p.m, we asked our followers this question. Remote workers, what would it take to get you back to the office, if there is anything? This simple question went viral. Over 762,000 people saw it, a whopping 2,800 folks engaged with it, 273 people replied, 22 people retweeted, and it is far and away the best performing post of our year, getting almost 10 times as many views than our second best post. It's not bad, eh? And well, why did it do this? Well, I think it did this because it is a really simple way to engage our audience. Asking a question or posing a poll naturally encourages replies. And those replies will tell the algorithms that the post is worth seeing, thus bumping you up on the algorithm hierarchy. There are many ways to use polls to engage your followers. You can, for example, ask, how could you make your workday better? Or do you plan to attend your company's Christmas party? Or even what's the first thing you do at the start of your work week? Or what's the best way to reach inbox zero? These are all sort of general questions that pretty much anyone, especially if you're a B2B firm, can respond to in your social media queue. And we find that these polls really seem to work for us. We've used polls to engage our followers, conduct at times unscientific customer research, and even give away Buffer swag. But don't just copy and paste. Find out what works best for your audience. In fact, why don't you do a poll to ask your followers what they would love to see you share on social media? Okay, that's the first two ideas. Let us move on to our third idea. And this comes from one of our best performing LinkedIn posts. This post, published back in June, had the best engagement rate of any post that we shared in the last year. At a 16% engagement rate, the post was far more engaging than our typical posts that get around a 3% engagement rate. So what do we do differently? Well, the post shared advice from folks in the Buffer community all about starting a small business, stuff that we knew would be interesting to our followers. See, on Twitter, in the previous week, we had asked our followers for advice about starting a small business, and we received some wonderful replies. Product Hunt replied and suggested that progress leads to perfection. Space-O-Meter said done is better than perfect. And Celine advised people to just start and surround yourself with the right people. Great advice on starting a small business. We took these tweets, turned them into visuals, and then shared the images on LinkedIn. We also then asked our LinkedIn community to share their own advice. It's a little bit of repurposing. It's using that same principle of asking people to comment, and it really worked. The post had 16% engagement rate, the highest of the year. Sharing tips from your community seems like a fairly evergreen social media idea. Another fun variant of this idea that you could try is to interview someone. If you like a bit of a challenge, you could try doing it live. But if live streaming scares you like it does to me, don't worry, you could opt to do a recorded video interview and share that instead. We've seen this really work on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. So here's an idea to try. Record an interview with a colleague, a customer, or an industry expert, and upload it directly to one of these platforms. And then ask people if they agree with their advice or if they've got anything else that they would add. Now let's move on to our fourth idea. This one comes from Instagram. In fact, it is our best performing Instagram post of the year. In this reel, our social media manager, Mitra, shared a behind the scenes look at Buffer. The post showed that we list every Buffer employee's salary on our website at buffer.com/salaries. In the video, Mitra films herself scrolling through the page. The post performed really well, gaining 30,000 impressions, 580 likes, and 120 saves. No other post got as much engagement as this. Now look, not every company can create a post showing all your employees' salaries. That, of course, is a bit of a push. But showing behind-the-scenes content can be a really great way to boost engagement. Recording a behind-the-scenes video can be a great way to increase your organic reach and drive engagement. You can do this in your office. You can do this like Mitra does in a working-from-home setting. You can reach out to different people in different departments and start to publish more authentic content on your accounts. We found that this works really well on Instagram, on TikTok especially, and even on Facebook. In fact, Facebook ranks videos higher on the newsfeed than non-video content. Also, Michael Scheltzner, the CEO and founder of Social Media Examiner, has shared on this very podcast that sharing videos increased the reach of their other Facebook page content as well. So sharing videos on those platforms seems to be a really good way to boost engagement, and behind the scenes videos is a nice, easy, yet authentic way to create that content. So here's an idea to try next year. Take your social media followers behind the scenes. You could show them a team bonding activity, work sessions, or simply a tour of your office. Those seem to work really well. This type of content should help you engage your audience and boost your impressions. All right, to finish up, let us share our best performing TikTok post of the year. This one is along the same lines as the Instagram post. It's another sort of behind the scenes look at Buffer. When we were recruiting for our growth product manager earlier in the year, Tom, a product manager here at Buffer, shared a few of the perks that we offer in a sort of authentic behind the scenes TikTok video. Here's the clip.
Let's just run through the benefits here. Competitive salary, work remotely, 4-day work weeks, health insurance, home office setup, growth mindset fund of $1,000 a year, minimum vacation, 401k matching, profit sharing, 16 weeks of family leave, retreats, working smarter stipend, free books, no questions asked, sabbaticals.
Hey everybody, I'm Tom from Buffer. I'm the director of product and the hiring manager for the new growth PM position. It is a really interesting role. We're looking for somebody with some serious data chops to help us make the best of our freemium experience. You don't necessarily need product experience. We're happy to teach that. And the salary range is 103,000 to 170,000 US. It's a lot of fun working at Buffer. So if this sounds exciting, please feel free to apply.
Now, this video received 17,000 likes, 552 comments, and almost 500,000 views on TikTok. I asked Mitra, our social media manager, why she thought this was. Why was this post such a great success? And she said, it is all down to authenticity. For quick vertical video platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts, followers and the algorithm, of course, seem to appreciate this authentic video content that isn't too polished. A quick video of Tom walking through the job description seemed to engage our audience much more than specialist polished videos would have. So there you have it, 5 social media content ideas that you can steal in 2023. Number 1, you can poll your audience on a topic that could spike their interest. Number 2, you could interview your community and share their advice. You can share memes that are relevant to your fans. You can go behind the scenes at your company. And of course, you can share authentic off-the-cuff videos to boost your engagement. Now you might be thinking, where do I save all of these ideas so I don't forget them? Now, over the past few months, I have spent a lot of time talking to Buffer customers about how they save their ideas. And the answers, well, they're pretty mixed. Most of the folks I've spoken to have a bunch of different tools and systems that they use to share their ideas. The problem is, because all these ideas are saved in different places, like email or spreadsheets or Trello boards, they often get lost. And even if they are found, even if you can keep referring back to your ideas, you can still get into a bit of trouble. Because we looked at the data and saw that on average, a Buffer user posts about 9 times a day. Now, for many, this involves loading up a separate platform where your content is saved. That might be a Trello board or a Notion doc or a Google Sheet. And then copying and pasting that content from the separate platform into Buffer. Now, we've done this and we predict that it takes about 90 seconds to load up the content, copy and paste it, put it into Buffer, check it's formatted correctly, and then schedule it. 90 seconds per post doesn't sound like a lot. But for the average user, when you tally it up, it turns out to be quite a lot. It's about an hour and a half each week. It is 7 hours, or basically a working day a month, or 84 hours a year. In other words, each year, a social media manager will spend 2 working weeks just copying and pasting content from one platform into Buffer or their other social media scheduling tool. Fortunately, the product team here at Buffer are keen that folks don't waste time, so they have built a solution. Today, we are releasing a brand new feature in Buffer that is available to all Buffer users, including those on the free plan, and this feature is called Ideas. With Ideas, you can store all of your great ideas and tweak them until they're ready to be scheduled, and then drop them straight into your Buffer queue, all from one place. No copying and pasting or opening different tabs. We think this could save you up to 2 weeks a year that you would usually spend just copying and pasting and formatting posts. And it should help you come up with even better content ideas to capture your audience's attention and win more fans. With Ideas, you can capture and store all your great ideas wherever they come to you, just like Tammy's advice at the start of the show. You can use Ideas on the mobile app to store them wherever you are. You can also capture ideas around the web using our browser extension. Just highlight the copy you want to save as an idea and click Save as an Idea. Or you can just capture it in the moment in the Buffer app. Ideas is designed to be simple and intuitive to use, yet powerful enough to store all types of ideas. You can drop in photos, GIFs, videos, links, and more to save your idea. By saving all of your best ideas in one place, you'll hopefully have a gallery of curated content that will inspire you even more. If you want to try out Ideas, you can go to buffer.com/ideas. That's buffer.com/ideas to get started for free, to create your free Buffer account, start saving your ideas, and scheduling the content to social today. Okay, folks, that is all for this episode of The Science of Social Media. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully we've inspired you with a few more social media ideas that you can use in 2023. And if you're keen for more ideas, do go to buffer.com/ideas. On that page, you'll find a blog post with 26 more social media content ideas that you can use next year. As I mentioned at the start of the show, we're testing out bringing back this podcast and really bringing it back to life. But we really want to know what you think. If you have any feedback or suggestions for topics we should cover, then please do reach out to us on social. We're on all the channels that you use. Just search for Buffer and let us know what you think. Oh, and if you've enjoyed today's show, please do go and leave us a review wherever you listened. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Science of Social Media, brought to you by Buffer.